Insomnia Radio, episode 108. Insomnia Radio. Hey gang, welcome back after the week-long hiatus. Let me just tell you in advance, if you're listening to this at work or in a quiet environment, just turn it off. Save it for the car, save it for some headphones. Trust me, you'll be happy you did. We're going to kick this one off with some brand new music from The Thieves. This is fresh out of the studio. The track is Oh Lord.
Save me.
say it with me now, Richard Bitch from San Francisco, California, a favorite over at Insomnia Radio San Francisco. You can find him at richardbitch.com, and that was their track, At the Playa del Rey. Talk about scorching guitar. That guitar just kicks my butt left and right. I love it. Anyway, they don't have any upcoming shows because they, like the Thieves, are in the studio working on their next batch of songs. And the Thieves you can find at thebandofthieves.com. Now, Sam Stokes, the Thieves bass player, sent me that track well over a month ago, and I had been trying to connect with him for just about that long for an interview, but I figured, you know what? I just got to play it because it's so good. And it's a rough version. It's unmixed, but I thought I would share that with you guys and give you a taste of what's coming out of the Thieves camp. So what a way to kick off the show. I spent a long time putting this playlist together, juggling songs out and putting songs back in, and decided to just stick with a heavy format on this one. And I'm not going to chat your ear off too much. We're just going to, God, I've got, I think, 11 tracks. So anyway, we're going to keep the music going. From Philadelphia, this next band is Valencia. And they have a really interesting background. Shane, who is their vocalist, used to work as a beer man during Eagles games. JD, their guitarist, gave up a full soccer scholarship to play in the band. Brendan, their other guitarist, was one of the only 32 people in America to get sued by the RIAA for file sharing. Max, who's their drummer, builds his own instruments and came in from the Philippines via a cargo ship, no lie. And George, their bassist, worked in an Alaskan fish cannery one summer. So they have this really checkered background. Their music is awesome. If you're a fan of like the movie Life, Saves the Day, Taking Back Sunday, The Get Up Kids, or even Thrice, you'll definitely dig them. This is Valencia with Que Será Será.
Well, I can still smell the pulling down. That it makes me sick to my stomach to think of what you become. These tall evergreens and the lights of your city. Rebound. you become.
Reaching way, way, way back. That was Avail with their track On the Nod. And Jade Tree Records does have a free download of this and two other Avail tracks on their website. It's a long URL. It's jtree.com/band/artist/Avail. But I'll have it on the show notes at insomniaradio.net. These guys are pretty much classic 80s kind of punk hardcore, but they dip into classic rock a little bit. Just a really, really good band. And they've been kicking around since 1988. And they don't have anything super new, but they are still touring right now. They're playing a couple shows in Australia and hopefully working on some new stuff. That track was really old, but one of my favorite Avail songs. And J-Tree has actually repackaged and re-released three of their classic albums, Satiate, Dixie, and 4 a.m. Friday. So definitely check those guys out. They are quality. And before that, Valencia with Que Sera Sera. And you can find them at, I believe it is valenciamusic.net. There we go. By the way, I forgot to mention, we're going to have a finale on this episode for the Chance Treasure Hunt. Upping the ante both in questions but also in prizes. He's giving away all three Chance CDs and a Chance t-shirt and buttons and stickers. And I thought I'd throw out there that I have one of the shirts. It's American Apparel, and it's got to be the most comfortable thing I've ever put on. It's already worn out, and I think I've had it for like 3 months. So that should indicate how often I wear it. So look for that at the end of the show. And I think this time, you know what, I will post the questions on the site because it's just a lot of questions, and I don't think you'll be able to absorb it all in one sitting, you know, just listening to them. So I will have these posted on the site, but do yourself a favor, just listen to the show, because it's going to be good. I'm feeling a little bit cheesy today. The week has been insane. I've pretty much been working like 12 to 14 hour days, and this episode is truly a little bit of therapy for me. That's why it's a little bit loud and a little bit obnoxious. All right, so we're going to slow it down just a touch with a different famous song. I played these guys a few episodes ago. I played All the Wicked, and this one slows it down a little bit. This song, in the chorus, kind of sounds a lot like Audioslave. And while I don't like a lot of mainstream bands, I have always been a Chris Cornell fan and will pretty much follow him wherever he goes in music. Anyway, this is Famous with Today I'm Gonna Kill. And then we're going to hear another repeat performance from The Making out of Baltimore with Get the Point. I'll see you guys in a few.
Tight. distance. Yeah, I'm letting it go. Hoping in time you'll see the error in your ways. You've been persistent, be up in my face. I think my time.
Making with Get the Point. You can find them at themakingband.com. They're from Baltimore, Maryland, and that track is from their debut. I believe it's a 4-song EP. I believe it's fairly cheap too, like $4 or $5 at CD Baby. They've got some shows coming up Thursday, November 2nd at the Jax Nightclub, and that is in West Springfield, Virginia. It is an all-ages show. It's going to be The Making, Willie Strings and the Players, and Mike Lawson. And I think that's the only upcoming show they've got. So if you're in the area, definitely check these guys out. They get a very strong thumbs up from Tim and Don in Baltimore. And Famous, before that, with the track Today I'm Gonna Kill. And you know what? They also have some tour dates coming up. November 10th at Cousin Larry's in Danbury, Connecticut. And November 11th at The Underscore in New York, New York. November 17th, my birthday, at The Compound in Fitchburg, Minnesota. Is that right? Yeah, anyway, it's kind of hard to read. But for all kinds of info, go to burnyourrecords.com, burnyourrecords.com for more info on Famous. And I want to kind of backtrack a sec and talk about Baltimore, because Tim and Don are just ridiculously entertaining to listen to. They've started doing really funny stuff, like throwing a laugh track into the show, and they always have like a little comedic piece in the middle, and they're just, I mean, they have such good synergy's not the word, but the chemistry, they have very good chemistry, and they're playing some great music lately. So head on over and check them out, baltimore.insomniaradio.net. And when you hear this, I think Marcy will have released her Horrorlando episode. That's at orlando.insomniaradio.net. And that's a really good episode. I got a sneak peek on that one. And yeah, just so check them out. If you have a couple minutes, subscribe and get a few of the Insomnia Radio regional shows. I just ran out of stuff to say, and I'm doing this live to hard disk. So, you know, when that happens, I just play more music. From Berlin, Germany, Tim and Don actually tipped me off to these guys. They're kind of like Germany's version of Guns N' Roses. Just really, just rebellious and, you know, cussing left and right, but really good music. The band is, well, you know what? The beginning of the song actually has an introduction, which is a little bit more entertaining. So enjoy, and I'll see you in a few.
You're listening to Radio YMY. Now we have a very talented band from Berlin, Germany, with a quite provocative name, Late. The four boys from Europe enter the US Billboard charts in position 14 with the new smash hit, Blue Sky in Her Eyes.
Heavy show would not be complete without some Bomb Child. Here's a track you probably haven't heard before. It is Save You here on Insomnia Radio 108.
Just like a vampire, dark as motherfucker that you ever did see. I've been waiting from the vault.
Exhaust me because I cannot help but air to those drums like a madman. That was Estrella with Intramural. Unfortunately, now defunct. They've been broken up for, I think, a year or more. Before that, we heard Bombchild with Save You, and you can find those guys at bombchild.com. And kicking off that little set was Laid with Blue Sky in Her Eyes. And If you prefer English, their website is myspace.com/LaidBerlin. So I was, during that set of songs, I was emailing Scott back and forth, and he's had a situation, and I think this is going to kind of comprise our question of the week. It's more of a discussion, but basically, okay, he was looking for The Starts 1-2-3-4, which is an old, old favorite of mine and his, and couldn't find it. Was looking all over the place. I don't have it anymore, don't know why. But he finally found it on Yahoo Music, which means he had to download the Yahoo Jukebox. He bought the song, 99 cents, just like iTunes. But if I'm not mistaken, the Yahoo Music engine doesn't have DRM like iTunes. And he says, therefore, being a Mac guy and an iPod guy and an iTunes guy, I may just use Yahoo Music or eMusic or something else to avoid the DRM issue. Now, I'm going to present the flip side of that. Just to be devil's advocate, not that I am a fan of DRM in the least, but it does have advantages, and hear me out. I don't have an iPod anymore, so iTunes to me is worthless. I don't use it anymore. I use Winamp and Rhapsody. And here's the thing. Rhapsody has this thing called Rhapsody To Go. You pay $15 a month. It's a subscription service, and you get full access to more than 2 million songs, and it's very on par with the wealth of music that the iTunes Music Store has. Now, if you have a compatible MP3 player like the, I don't know, it's like a Creative Zen, or there's actually like hundreds of them, but the one I've been using is a Sansa, it's made by SanDisk, a Sansa E250, and that's compatible with Rhapsody. So, I mean, If you're paying the $14.95 a month, you can put as much music on your computer and on your MP3 player as you can fit in there. I mean, I could download 500 songs. I could download entire catalogs. And while I can't burn them to CD, I can take them with me through the MP3 player. I can listen to them in CD quality on the computer for $15 a month. So I guess the question here is... I don't know the question. Tell me this. What do you use to download and you know, to buy and listen to your music? And do you think that there's any value to DRM? Or just throw out your opinion about what we've been talking about, I guess. It's an interesting topic, though. I mean, you know, there's it's definitely a great thing to be able to just pay 99 cents and own that song forever and be able to distribute it and do what you want. But there's also some real added value in subscription services like Rhapsody and like eMusic. So I don't know. Fire back some thoughts. Jason at insomniaradio.net. And thanks to Scott for kind of starting that discussion. All right, I'm going to play one more song, and then come back with the treasure hunt, and then we'll close the show with Peeler, a different track that I haven't played yet. This is the band 9mm, and I actually first heard these guys on one of Scott's The Best Music You've Never Heard mixtapes, and it's just really good. This is 9mm with The Dance.
Because there's something I should fear. You pretend that you can't read and see newspapers, rumors, and TV.
from Roma, Italy. That surprised me. I didn't really know that the first time I heard them. They are 9mm, and that was their song, The Dance. You can hit their website. They've got a MySpace, and let me give you their official website. It's 9mmband.com, so that's 9mmband.com. Good stuff out of Italy. And you know what? Winona Records is their label, and they've got a lot of great great acts on that label. They've got Well, I know definitely Holiday with Maggie, but the other ones are escaping me. I just remember being really impressed when I saw their roster. Okay, guys, so I was thinking about this during the track, and I've decided that the super finale of the treasure hunt will be posted only on the website. I'm not going to read them all here because, honestly, they're fun questions, but there's a lot of them. There's 10 of them, and I don't think that, you know, just reciting them will do any good. But they are fun, and I think you'll enjoy doing these. And let me just say that you better get number 3 right. So when I post the show notes, that'll be Monday at noon Pacific Standard Time, if all goes according to plan. I will attach the treasure hunt questions to the post. And just do me a favor and don't post the answers on the site. Just email me, jason@insomniaradio.net. And the first person to get all the answers correct wins the all 3 chance CDs, a chance t-shirt, buttons and stickers, as well as an Insomnia Radio t-shirt. So previous winners, please send me your address so I can get those to you. And thanks to everyone who participated this month. I know it wasn't the easiest contest, but it was a lot of fun. So with that said, one more little piece of news. Okay. I'm getting intimidated now that I can't press pause or stop or anything. Charles from Los Angeles has graciously decided to not start his own Insomnia Radio, but we batted around the idea of doing maybe an every other week feature called the SoCal Sessions for Southern California, the SoCal Sessions on the Insomnia Radio San Diego feed. And the reason for that is that Michael's having a tough time doing a show every week, which it's definitely not easy. And we've got a lot of LA submissions coming in. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we can't start an LA show per se, but maybe we can introduce the Southern California music scene into the San Diego show. So that's what we're going to do. So on that feed now, which is feeds.feedburner.com/IRSanDiego, you'll hear Michael's show, Insomnia Radio San Diego, and also the SoCal Sessions. So I hope you guys dig that. And maybe if it gets big enough, it'll turn into its own show, perhaps. But anyway, guys, I think that's all I've got for you. Yeah, that's it. I thought this would be a little bit longer, but trying to keep the talk down to a minimum and just a dull roar. The last track I've got for you is by the Canadian band Peeler. And I got to wish this guy a lot of luck because he's quitting his day job and taking the plunge into a full-time music career. And that can be very, just very risky. And so we're going to keep our fingers crossed for him and hope that he finds success. His music's really good. So I'm going to play the track Perfect. Several episodes ago, I played a track called Half Past High, which I really dug. And this one just felt like a great closing song. You can find more of his music at peeler.ca. And until next time, guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to head over to the forum. We've got mixtapes up the butt over there. We've got forum-only episodes, a little geek-out section where you can talk about all your favorite tech toys and stuff. It's a fun place. Insomniaradio.net/forum. All right. No more plugging. One more song. You guys take care, and I'll see you in a week.